can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for June 28, 2023, episode 45.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Ah, look at you. You are as cute as a button today.
Your mood has improved. You're a little grouchy.
It's all just a front. Oh. It's all just me trying to be a little bit better. Why don't you cheers me?
Cheers me.
Before I get into the grouchiness.
Ooh, it's a beautiful red color.
Wait, I didn't hear that one. Oh. Didn't sound... There you go. That's what you want to hear. Okay. Let us taste this and evaluate it before we find out what it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Smell it. Oh, you just went right to drink it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, this is good.
Whoa.
This is good. Who did we get this from, darling?
Michael Anastasio.
This is from his own personal collection,
so
I believe.
So he's our first Salmon Yay.
Yeah. Salmon Yay!
Salmon Yay.
That's right.
And then he sent another donation last week. And then he sent 3 bottles of wine from his own personal stash.
And it's not just any bottle of wine.
No.
This is Hawk and Horse Vineyards. This is a 2016 from Red Hills, Lake County. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon.
It's a bold cab, too.
Good point.
It's a bold one.
Mm-hmm. It's not an arrogant one. It's a bold one.
It means business.
Let me see. Locate. And of course, we have the label. Oh, sorry. The label on curryandthekeeper.com. Located in the Red Hills, Ava, at elevations of up to 2,200 feet. Our 18-acre mountain vineyard is characterized by rocky and volcanic soil. I tasted some rocks. Lake County Diamonds.
Wow.
And our own spring water. We are family owned and operated and farm in harmony with nature using guidelines set by Rudolf Steiner almost a century ago. It's regenerative wine.
Wow.
Cattle and horses commingle with hawks and other wildlife, all contributing to the complexity. I tasted some hawk feathers.
Wait a minute, I got one in my mouth.
I have one in my nose for some reason. I got that maybe some gauze still. Let me see. All contributing to the complexity and sense of place you will find in every glass. This Cabernet Sauvignon is made in an old world style with minimal intervention in the cellar. Full bodied and elegant. From my family to yours.
Yes.
Enjoy.
It's very full bodied. It's
good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
Well, what do you expect? He's our first certified Sauvignon.
So we
expect him to be supplying
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
Our new supplier. I mean, this is...
Yeah.
I like it. Let me have one more. I need it today.
I know you do. Mm-hmm. You've had a rough day. You want to get into that or you want to get into what today is?
What is today?
2 years ago today.
Oh, that's right. This is when we moved into this house.
Yes.
Was it the 28th?
It was the 28th.
Did you look it up? You looked it up in your calendar.
Of course I know this. Yes. 2 years ago today.
Yes.
And how much has our life changed?
Oh my, it's crazy how much has changed. It's unbelievable. We came here. You had no friends.
None.
You have no life.
I had nobody to drink wine with.
Nothing.
I had no life.
Well, I was here. I drank wine with you. Wow. Nice.
Girlfriends are different.
I understand.
Girlfriends are different.
But we drank wine. In fact, you drank a lot more wine back then.
I think that our life changed when Julie Simon showed up at our house.
Oh, yeah.
In September 2021.
Yeah.
And she showed up at our house and it changed. And, she kind of set us on the trajectory of where she was a major catalyst of setting us on this trajectory. And if people have been following along, they know that she's the one that told us about Bridge Church and getting involved in Bridge Church, going there, getting to know Pastor Jimmy and Annette and the multitude of friends that we have made and the community that has come from that church. And even from our own community here, people that we've met, it's been unbelievable.
It's been phenomenal. So, it really has.
So I,
and I just want to point out for the first time before this show, we prayed.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
I remembered.
Yes.
Remember we talked about that. Oh, we came to that idea at the same time the other day on the couch. You know, what we should do? I said, pray before the show.
Yeah.
You said, I remembered.
I know. But you know, I do my Bible recap with Julie every day. And so, I just read
first. Can I just ask you a question? You don't hear that buzz at all, right?
No.
No, it's just in my head,
you
right?
You hear the buzz?
Just, yeah, oh, yeah.
On,
oh, yeah.
Hold on. Be quiet.
No, you have to talk. You have to talk.
No, I don't hear it.
Okay.
It's
just me.
It's
all
in
right.
your head. I'll start. It's probably your teeth. Oh. Let me just read this.
Jesus, help me.
I just want to read this. So, okay. So this was so applicable to today. And I did this Bible recap yesterday, and we did 1 Kings, and this is chapter 17. And it's the story about Elijah who meets this widow, and I can't say her name, starts with a Z, Zap, but I can't even, I'll tear it
Can
up.
Can you spell it for me?
Z-A-R-E-P-H-A-T-H.
Yeah, you lost me at Z-A-R.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, he came upon this widow and he asked for help from her, and he wanted her to feed him and give him something to drink. And she ended up helping him, and then her son got ill. But my God shot was that God often gives help from places we least expect it and provides us ways that go beyond our narrow views. And so I think about the past 2 years, I think about how our life has transformed. Mm-hmm. And I think about how every experience and every connection was the result of God's love, down to 2 years, 2 months ago, when I woke up one morning and said, what about Fredericksburg? That just popped in my head.
So that was 2 years and 2 months ago.
About
wasn't
2 years
it?
And 2 months
Hold
ago.
On, while you're just talking, I'm just going to do this for a second.
Okay.
I have a feeling that maybe it might move away from that.
Okay.
Monitor.
My producer's messing up with my desk.
Sorry.
Anyway, so I just thought that, you know, like people who come into your life, it's like, it just,
for reasons, it just all for changes. Reasons, all for reasons,
but it's all done because of God. And so I just, I love that.
It's
I love that.
It's story. Amazing. When you reflect on everything that's happened in 2 years and 2 months.
Yeah. I know.
Mind-boggling.
I know. When I think about my leaky buckets, and so on Sunday, you know, Pastor Jimmy's always talking about, you know, go out with your buckets filled. Yeah. My buckets were filled. I'm standing tall. I'm walking in my car, and I get into HEB, and my bucket stopped leaking because all the kids kept running in front of my cart, and I was like,
and I was like, you stopped yourself, though? You stopped yourself?
Yes, I had to stop myself and say, okay. Leaky bucket, you know, they kept getting in my way.
You are, kids have never bothered me. No, almost no matter how irritating they are. It's really weird. And you really, they can crawl up, they get under your skin like no one else's business.
I don't know. I guess, you know, I always thought I was going to be that mom that made macaroni necklaces.
Yeah.
No way. I didn't even like playing Barbies.
What kind of horrible mom were you? This doesn't sound right.
I know.
I played with Barbies and Borbies. I did all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Anyway, I mean, I like kids. I do, but I don't need to like hang out with them.
I like that ours are grown up. And and Christina and Kevin are coming Saturday. I'm super excited about that.
They'll be here for almost 2 weeks.
12 days.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It really is.
It'll be fun.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. I'm excited too.
She's also moving down a new path.
Yeah. We've talked about that.
She's doing into new stuff.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
So please, honey. You've had a rough day today.
It has been.
You're ready for this chapter to close, right?
I'm ready for another... Sip of wine is what I'm ready for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Adam had a tough day.
Well, today.
He's grouchy. It started this morning.
I wasn't grouchy this morning. You freaked me out.
Yeah. I said, so this morning I go, we have a powder room, and then we have a full bathroom downstairs. And I open the door to the full bathroom and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a travesty. It's a travesty. And Adam goes, What?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Now, mind you, this is all the way on the other side of the downstairs. And I'm sitting at the bar.
The kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Because oftentimes, okay, before we do the big reveal, you'll be reading something. Oh my gosh. And I'll have to ask four times. What? Well, you know, and it's something like completely, it's not like the end of the world,
but I,
oh my. And I'm like, what? This happens a lot.
I do that a lot.
A lot. Oh my. Nose on the mic. Yeah. You don't know it. You're just very vocal about stuff. Oh Lord. What? And you won't say anything because you're still reading it. So I was like, what? But I usually, whenever something like the other, I was sitting here and then you're like, Adam, could you please come here? Now, granted, we had a guest over, and you were in the bathroom, like, oh, okay, something's wrong. Something's really wrong. And it was a scorpion on the wall.
Yes.
So, you know,
yeah.
So when you do something, I usually take it seriously. I mean, it's just me. It's not you, it's me.
Okay.
But even though something may not be at all amiss, it comes across to me as, oh, something is bad. Something
it
horrible
was bad.
Has happened.
It was horrible.
I know. So as I'm like, what? You wouldn't tell me.
I said, no, you got to come here. You got to see.
No, you didn't really say that.
What did you like?
So I'm so now I'm like, I'm expecting a ball of scorpions or, you know, something.
Because that's usually when I call for you,
some
right?
Dead yeah. animal or yeah. something. It was a travesty. I'm like, yeah. oh no, now what do I have to solve? I was in man solving, problem solving mode.
Yes. You were not amused when I was being playful and I either my delivery was wrong, but you were not amused.
It's me. Always me.
No, it was my delivery. I'll take it. So
the toilet seat was up.
The toilet seat was up. And then, this is the kicker.
Yeah, I know. I didn't do that.
Wait, exactly. He goes, I didn't do that. I go, I don't go to the bathroom like that. He goes, I did that. And I said, well, who else would have done that? And you go, Texas Slim. Threw him under the bus.
So, but that wasn't me being grouchy. That was just me being like, I get
you're
up
a little stiff, but it's okay.
I get up happy every day.
You do, but you were a little stiff, but I get it because, you know, maybe my delivery was off. I'll work on that.
No, it's not you. It's me. You know, I'm always very I'm alarmed by things when it's like a trigger when you go, ah, I'm like, what?
You know? I do that too.
Like the other day, you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like, what?
What was
The awning was still out and the wind caught under it.
Oh my, it was flapping in the wind. I was afraid it was going to break.
But I need information.
I'm in panic mode.
So I'm thinking the roof is flying off or, you know, or whatever. That's just who I am.
I am in panic problem solving mode.
When I hear you in distress, any kind of distress, I go into immediate white knight mode, must save the damsel.
So when I said, it's a travesty and you're.
I'm like, my first thought was a ball of three scorpions.
Okay.
Surrounding a mouse or something.
I get it. Okay. I get it. So
anyway, so I had a great day because then I had to go to Mitch Maverick and Maverick and the Mavens, as I now call them.
Oh, Maverick and the Mavens.
I'm telling you, I come in. Adam's here. Oh, Adam's here. Okay.
That's a good show title. Maverick and the Mavens.
Like Adam's here. Oh yeah. Everybody. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's right. Adam's here. Clear
like,
the decks.
Oh, he paid our salaries this week with his teeth.
this year. I'm walking through like, hey, girls, how you doing?
Oh, no,
I'm not.
Why don't you wear your leathers next time you go?
My what?
Your leather jacket from MTV.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Not. Believe me, they're not impressed with me. They're very nice, but they're not impressed
with me. But they all know you. They're like, Adam, how are you?
Trust me, they're not impressed. but there's a lot of laughter and because that's mainly me, you know, when I'm stressed out or whenever this, I'm always making jokes,
you're always making jokes. Yeah.
And so, you know, the plan today was to, check my, you know, cause I have the bridges with the implants, but we were going to do a little bit, it's all physical work. This is like a mechanic shop and. There was a lot. There was like 30 buddies. Sorry, buddy. You know what that means? Sorry, buddies. And so,
Did he numb you at all? Did he have to numb you?
Well, so he's like, he had to tighten the screw, unloosen the screws in my front, right in my front teeth. That's not a problem with putting them in, and it goes in, and because I guess the gum is being pinched off at the same time, and I'm like, he's like, sorry, buddy, let me get some topical, which is total horse crap because it's inside, that it hurts. He's like, well, do you want me to numb you up? He said, he literally gave me this choice. Would you like me to give you a shot and numb you up, or do you want to be a man? You want to like sit through it for a minute here? It'll just take a second. I'm like, go for it. Oh, man.
Oh, babe.
And then it was over. It was just throbbing.
Oh,
and I say, now, if you had numbed it up, you know, would I still have the same throbbing? Yeah, I bet. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So I got through that. And then it's just, He's like sawing and putting stuff on and resizing. None of that really hurt. And now we're just, you know, I'm throbbing here in the front of my mouth, but we're just cracking jokes and everything, and it's fine. And, you know, and he has three people stacked up waiting for him, including one surgery that I'm just like, tell them there's a bigger name in the chair.
Adam who?
His assistants were literally standing around him like, hey, they're just joking. I'm there with my mouth open, you know, with like pins sticking out and stuff.
Oh, man.
Everything was great. But then I get in the car and then I'm halfway home like, this thing is loose.
Oh.
And it's loose right now.
Yeah.
And it just feels loose. I can push it up and then I'm ready for this to be over. Let's just put it that way.
I'm ready for this to be over.
It's all going to be great. You know, I go in next Wednesday, we'll re-cement it and do whatever. And if it falls off in the meantime, get me some silly putty or whatever.
Or some gaffer tape.
Yeah. it's a very physical process at this point.
I know.
Point.
It's going to be a year before this is all final, I think.
But when it's done, I will actually have zirconia teeth.
Zirconia?
Yeah.
Like cubic zirconia?
Like cubic zirconia.
Wow, are they going to sparkle?
He says, if you try to drill it, sparks literally come off.
Oh, my.
And I'll be able to eat corn and apples.
So you got the Mercedes-Benz teeth, basically.
The Ferraris. Not Mercedes-Benz, like G-Wagon. I'll be able to strip wires. I asked specifically, can I strip wires?
That'd
and you can
be
do
great,
anything.
Because when the apocalypse comes and we need you to like start
strip
fire.
What, you know, I hadn't thought of that. What a wonderful idea.
It's like your own utility belt in your mouth.
Just bring a little chisel.
You can open bottles.
With a flint.
You can open a can.
He said, guaranteed you can open a can.
bite down on it around the edges.
Yep.
Open a can of peaches.
He said the bottle opener will definitely work. I'm going to ask about the cans. I bet you I can't. I'll have one sharpened a little bit just to do that.
Nice.
Anyway. It was great seeing him. Maverick and the Mavens. That's the new name for them. We're getting there. So yeah. I came home. I had a headache. I still kind of have a headache.
Drink up, man.
Oh, thank you. It's physical. It's so physical.
I could tell.
On the other hand, I am so blessed. My hearing is good. My allergies never existed anymore. It's amazing.
That is the glasses half full.
Yeah.
And it's
amazing. This technology, what they can do, what the human body can handle.
Yeah.
This drilling and screws. It's amazing. So I'm blessed that we can actually afford it.
Well,
barely.
get out of your funk. We got a show to do.
All right, baby. What are we doing next? All right, let's go, buddy. I'm going to write down. I need to write in my diary.
Okay.
My little diary.
Notes.
No, it's Karina the Keeper.
My teeth 45. Hurt.
It's episode 45, 45. By the way, everybody. Have we been doing this how long? More than a year? The year and a half?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a year in December, so a year and a half.
I was just telling someone today. I was being interviewed for Buzzsprout.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about... He says, so tell me, how did Curry and the Keeper come about? Because I can start promoting that now. And I say, well, Tina really, I knew that if a great husband and wife podcast, we could be totally honest. And Tina says, no one wants to hear me. I'm not interesting. And you did the show with the interview with Gene, and was the most downloaded episode. And you were super cool. It was interesting. You're very interesting. And, and then how we started doing it every other week. And then I put you to work.
I know.
Yeah. And it's great. And I'm very proud of the work you're doing.
Thank you.
You're really kicking ass,
I'm
girl.
I'm working hard, man.
You're a full-on podcaster.
I know. Every week I got to do the newsletter.
Oh, I know. It's so much work.
But I love the way when Gene was sitting there and he's like, I don't know who came up with the name. Did he come up with the name or you came up with the name?
I came up with the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Alliteration. Are you kidding me? Curry and the Keeper.
I know.
You know that's me.
Yeah.
You know that's me.
Well, let's see. So we had kind of a fun... No, we did have a very fun weekend.
We had a great weekend.
We actually went to Sticky Icky Austin.
Yes. We went there Friday right after I finished podcasting 2.0, jumped in the car.
Yeah, we dropped Phoebe off at the vet to spend the
very,
night.
Very, very traumatic for me.
It was traumatic for Adam. Phoebe didn't care at all.
She did go up a little bit in weight with the new food. She's at 113.
Yes.
She did go up a little bit. But this new food, which is with Baron Scott, advise us. She's energetic. I see the difference. Do you see the difference?
Well, you walk her more than I do. So yeah, but yeah, I do see it.
In the morning, she's bouncy. Yeah. She's up more. She's doing more stuff. She poops fantastic.
You're like, it's pretty smelly.
I think it smells good now.
Oh gosh. You're so gross.
No, I mean, it's not like I'm enjoying it, but it smells like real dog crap. You know, not like that hard. She had little hard poops for a while. That was not good.
Thanks for the lowdown on that. It was informative.
I grew up in Amsterdam. I've stepped in enough dog poop to know what good dog poop is. I stepped in a lot
growing up too.
In Chicago, yeah, I'm sure.
But so she was only there for one night. And so we had to rush back on Saturday to get her. And Adam had gone to the bathroom and they had seen me. So they brought her out and I'm like, hey, Phoebe. She gives me, you know, like three wags of the tail. Oh, when Adam rounded the corner, oh my gosh, she was like, it was like Christmas morning for this dog.
Come on.
And I go, oh, it's nothing like being sloppy seconds.
Every night she comes over to you. She lays by you every night. When you're on the couch, she's always by your side.
Because I pet her.
I would pet her, but she hasn't come to me.
Here's the thing, though, too. If anybody has followed No Agenda for years, Adam used to rag on dogs all the time.
I did that on purpose.
You didn't hate dogs, but you would rag on them, and you'd rag on their owners, and you are one of them now.
I'm the worst kind. I'm the worst kind of dog owner.
I'm surprised you're not dressing her up in my clothes, because she would fit in my clothes.
She would actually probably. She's
a little girthy.
She's girthy.
Yeah.
Not that you're girthy. See, I can only get into trouble with this conversation.
She's a dog.
So we met some friends in Austin who came in from Dallas, Vic and Chris. Mm-hmm. And Chris had purchased VIP tickets to Joe Rogan's comedy Mothership. Mm-hmm. And it invited us. So like, fantastic. We'll come in. We'll all stay in the same hotel, which mm-hmm. was dynamite. We had a great time.
The hotel
time.
Was beautiful. We stayed at the Lauren, which is on Riverside
across Austin. It's right on the Lady Bird Lake.
Yes. Beautiful and affordable hotel. Really.
Very affordable.
It's brand new. It's less than a year old. Yeah. It's lovely. I mean, absolutely lovely.
They're giving that away.
Yeah.
That they should be charging twice.
Just the room was just beautiful and little nice touches. And it was great. Yeah.
And so we go to the club and...
Well, wait, no, back up.
I'm sorry.
Back up. There's a lot more. So we literally get there at 4:45 and we're meeting them at the restaurant, right, which is up on the top floor. Only eighth floor. It's not that tall of a building. But so we literally have 15 minutes to just get ready and to get up there to the restaurant because we had to have dinner because we had to get to the comedy club by seven.
Seven, yeah.
So we're so we get ready, record time. You know, we're down there by the elevator and the two women that approached? Goodness,
yeah.
So we're standing there just waiting for the elevator.
There's every reason not to want to live in Austin anymore.
And I know, I could only imagine where they lived in Austin, and I'm not going to say.
But, you mean 04?
Yeah.
Tarrytown? 04,
yes. Uh-huh. And then we hear them saying, oh my gosh, I just can't stand it when the Uber driver talks to me. I have nothing to say to them. I just don't. I'm not interested in them.
I hate when the help talks to me.
It's
the worst.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
And well, I mean, I wish I could reprint the mental snapshot I had of the outfits they were wearing. Very age inappropriate, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah. Like, well, they were going up in their bathing suits, which was really unusual.
Was that
to
bathing
me, that,
suits?
Well, she had a cover up on, but she had a bathing suit. But
it
but
was
the fact that
weird.
I just thought it was just really kind of disrespectful what she said, but whatever. So anyway.
They came across as very elitist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then, yeah,
correct.
Exactly.
Tarrytown. You nailed it. Yes, exactly. Not that we're prejudiced or anything.
We'll call you out though.
Yeah.
So we met Vic and Chris for dinner and we went to the restaurant upstairs.
Pretty good dinner.
Yeah.
It was nice food. You know, what they cut in cost on the room, they definitely made up for on drinks and food.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we hop in the Uber, we go over to the club.
Wait a minute. There's more.
Oh, well then, why am I even trying to
there's
do this
more.
Chronology?
We get in the elevator and this is what I was surprised about. So it's the restaurant on one side, it's a bar on another. We're in the elevator, in walks, we're still in the bar area, getting into the elevator, in walks two women, and one is holding a baby carrier with a baby in it.
Oh, that's right.
And she had the baby in the bar.
In the bar, yeah.
And I was like, oh, goodness, yeah. I didn't,
I think I even said we could have bought our baby.
I know.
Where's our baby?
And
our
everybody's baby. Going, oh my gosh. Oh, how cute. How cute. And I'm like, ooh.
What is it? I'm like, you and children. You hate children. I'm just like, you're a children hater.
I'm like, why would you bring a baby on a Friday night to a bar?
I didn't know you were such a children hater.
I'm not a children hater.
Well, it's kind of coming across that way.
I just thought it was odd that there were babies in the bar.
It was odd.
I just thought that was, I mean, I never did that.
No, I can't even imagine doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
maybe we're just old fashioned.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, old fashioned. Like, you know, remember when people used to hate their kids?
Yeah.
Tina?
Wow. I always loved my kids.
Oh, sure.
I did.
Sure.
For the most part. For most. On most good days.
Okay. Now, can I tell the part we went to the club?
Yes.
Okay. So we go to the club and we actually go through the little, I had texted Joe. I said, hey, Joe. And I told him we were coming to the club and he wasn't going to be there that day. So unfortunately I'm not there. So I was too bad. So I wouldn't be able to say hi. I said, you know, can you make sure that, I can do my podfather thing? We just walk right in, to which he said, ha 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 ha. Sure.
Well, he didn't even say sure. Did he?
He did, but I don't think he did because we walked up and like, get in line. Oh, okay.
Like, get in line, cattle.
Trying to do my podfather vibe. No, they weren't having it. It didn't take all but 5 minutes and we got right in.
Yeah.
And, although it was kind of funny, everyone had to put their phone in the little, case. Mm-hmm. And I give him my light phone. They're looking at, what is this? What is this?
Is that
thing?
What he said?
Yeah. They were looking at it like, what is this? Said, yeah. That's my phone. Okay. Put it in the sock, whatever it is. Vic had to put his watch in. You can't have a smart watch either.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh,
anyway, I understand it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want people, you know,
it's distracting too.
Yeah. They want people on their phones or you know, taping the comedy bits. And they're also pretty clear. They say beforehand, no heckling, no talking.
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting because at a certain point, you and Chris are just like, and yep, there it is. Excuse me. There's no conversations.
Or else you're going to have to leave.
Or else you're going to have to leave. And Vic and I are like, can you believe these dates we brought? These chicks are no good, man. We can get all kinds of chicks. They're going to get us thrown out of here.
Didn't Vic turn to Chris and goes, nice going.
You guys were a little loud. You were louder than you realized.
Okay, I didn't realize that because
the guy who came over was, you know, 50 feet away. He heard it. I mean, you could hear it all over the club. People would turn around going, look at those. No,
they weren't. You know what? I'm serious. I thought we were just whispering. I did not. Yeah.
Yes, you were whispering.
Because remember the first time we went through, like that chick, the chick got kicked out who was in the front row, who was heckling
I would never call a woman a chick.
Oh.
You do that all the time.
I'm sorry.
No.
That girl, that goyle.
No, it's just interesting. No, when you want to denigrate a woman, you say chick.
Denigrate?
Yeah.
Good word.
And you're like, I know, right? Like every woman
I get that from ChatGPT.
Every woman I've ever dated was a chick, according to you.
Oh.
My teeth started to come on.
Oh, put it back in.
So, it just went on a little long. I think if you had just, because of course you can say a few words, but you were like talking about the weather, talking about
kids. She asked me a question and then it went on from there.
Do you remember what it even
was? I don't
even
remember because when he came over and almost threatened to kick us out, I was like, well, okay, we're sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Zip it.
Yeah, it was fun.
But I have to tell you, Chris is absolutely lovely. This is the second time they spent the weekend with us in October. This is the second time that I've had spent time with her and we get along so well. I mean, we can talk about anything. And the one thing that she was saying, because we were talking about how you get older and how friendships have to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to be easy. And I said, I agree. And so the friendship that I'm cultivating with her is just easy. She's just great.
You're also, I think if I look at the map, Indiana and Jersey are kind of on the same parallel. I think it's there's something in the earth or in the water that is the same. And it truly is. It is the same. And, you know, of course, I've known Vic for over 30 years. Over 30 years.
And you know what she has? I mean, because I don't know their life. I mean, we both have life stories that we bring to the table and we talk about it. So we were talking about friendships being easy. And then I brought up the word clumsy. About how when we first started dating and I think that was one of the first things that you text texted to me was, let's be clumsy.
Yes.
And to, and I was telling her how that just gave me the freedom to just be myself, to just not wear any masks, to not, you know, try and impress you, which I guess I did
somehow
with my shoes.
You impress me every day.
And
my
so,
dear.
And so I was saying how that became kind of something that we lived by. Mm-hmm. And I was looking through some old pictures today and some old cards, cause I was actually looking for my, some of my Ronald McDonald House charity stuff. And, I saw all the cards, like when you sent me the Sonos speakers 2 months after we were dating and you said you would always sign it clumsy.
Yeah. Oh, that's
all
right.
The time.
Yeah,
you would sign it clumsy and in cards and in notes and you'd sign it clumsy. And so much so that inside your wedding band, it says forever clumsy.
That's right. Adam C. Curry, where the C stands for clumsy.
There you go.
That's right, baby.
So anyway, I thought that was it was nice to hear that.
I love how sentimental you are sometimes. You know, you do look at old pictures often. You'll think about this. And I love it when you bring that up from time to time.
Yeah. Well, that's good memories. I love that. Yeah. And it tied right into Chris saying, you know, friendships have to be easy. They just have to be.
At our age, for sure.
Right.
Can't have company.
Can't, no.
I got no time for that crap.
I don't have time for that either.
No time for that crap, man.
Anyway,
no time for that. Yeah. Anyway, so that was nice. And then we went back to the bar and we had a couple more drinks. And
you had three.
Well, I had two and yours.
And you drank mine. Yeah. I could not drink that second espresso martini.
It was espresso martini. But I think that in the club, and they're watering this stuff down. They're not putting a lot, not like the good old days.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have tolerance, but I wasn't feeling anything from any of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It was right. Late. We were up late.
We went to bed at midnight. Hello. Wow. That's crazy.
I know.
Who are we? Woo! Live it up, baby. Live it up.
I know.
Yeah. So then we came home.
We had to pop in the car, came home on Saturday.
Got the Feedmeister.
Yep.
Yep.
While you were driving home, you were.
And of course, then it was like, all right, I'm going to go disappear into the studio and work for 4 hours so we could turn right around and go to see Pastor Jimmy and Damonette.
Yeah. But before that, when you were driving home, you were getting a little frustrated and you're like, you were growling at other drivers and you turned to me and you go, I'm becoming like you.
I'm pulling a Tina. Look at me.
I'm becoming like you.
Well, that was the Saturday driver. Some of them are a little annoying. I mean, even I like to drive the speed limit. I mean, I really do.
Hello.
And then I even be saying, look, I'm doing five over the speed limit. Look at me. Quick.
Oh.
And we met two fabulous new people at Jimmy and Annette's.
Jimmy and Annette's share all of their amazing friends with us, and we are so blessed by everyone that we meet. You okay over there?
No, I'm pushing my teeth back in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's okay. Pay no attention to me pushing my teeth back in.
Okay.
Just don't look at me when I do that.
Okay.
Well, when I push them in, then I don't sliss.
Okay.
And if they start to fall... Who cares? This is show business. Keep going. Pretend it's not.
Your energy level's a little low.
Are you kidding me? Pour some more wine. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, you were in, your energy was very low.
I was.
And I'm like, and it started off literally in the morning. I'm fine. Okay. F word thrown. We know what's going on. You're not fine. But, you know, and I didn't even say, is it something I did? I'm just not doing that anymore. You know, it's like, it probably is. Doesn't matter.
No.
And
I had sinus stuff and I was.
You were in a funk.
I was tired.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
And all I can do all day is, hey, babe, can I do anything for you? I'm nice.
You are.
And you know, when I'm down, you go like, you have low energy. You're grumpy. Look at you.
I do not.
I do not.
When you came home when you were sad about your teeth falling out, I was like, babe, I know.
And then it quickly turned to, you're grouchy. You were grouchy this morning.
You better bring it.
You're grouchy Fauci.
Grouchy Fauci.
You better bring it for the show.
We got a show to do, babe.
So
go ahead. You were talking about the people we met at Jimmy and Annette's.
Go ahead.
No, you started
you.
It. No,
you. I insist. No, after you, please.
No.
Because you have it written down.
Well.
Come on.
Brian.
Come on.
Pastor Brian and his wife, Naomi, came in from Tennessee. They They, meaning Annette and Jimmy, used to work with them up in Abilene, and then they worked in Nashville as well. And they've known them for a long time, and they've supported them immensely on their journey. And Naomi and Brian supported Annette and Jimmy immensely on their journey. And so Brian is kind of quiet. But Naomi,
not so quiet.
She's a spitfire. And I that was really, very cool. I really enjoyed talking to her. But so she said to us, she said, you know, I was so excited to meet you when Annette and Jimmy said, you know, that you were going to come over. And she said, and I have a few messages from the Holy Spirit from you.
She did.
Yes.
She had more than a few. She kept emailing. It was phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah.
She's one of those people that, I mean, I think we'd say it. She literally just say, Holy Spirit wants me to tell you this. I'm like, wow, what?
She's prophetic. She's definite for sure. Yeah. Yes.
It was very, very interesting.
And then she stopped. She goes, the reason I'm stopping is because Jesus is telling me something. Okay. He doesn't want me to tell you that. She said, but she said, basically,
I'm like, no, just tell us, go tell him, ask him if it's okay, please.
I know. But basically what she said was that God is so proud of us, that he is so proud of us that we are accepting of his love. I mean, that was one of the things she said. And she also said that she acknowledged that God has been working through you for a very long time.
Which I acknowledge too.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
I feel that.
And do you have anything else you want to add to that?
No, you pretty much summed it up there. Yeah.
Well, then she's been texting me too. And she's like, you know, I have more messages for you.
Aren't you going
to
talk to her?
Yes, I'm talking to her tomorrow at 3:30. So, and it has something to do with the mirror. She's writing a book about identity in Christ. And she got a message that God wants me to know something, and has something to do with the mirror. And it's not me looking in the mirror, but it's the reflection from the mirror. So, So I'm supposed to have aluminum foil. So I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do.
For a hat?
No.
Come on, man. Can I be in this hat party? I want to be in the hat party. I want a tinfoil hat. I want the hat too. I want to be a part of it.
But I mean, she's the type of person that I will probably always stay connected to.
Oh, sure.
And so, and Julie, I was sharing it with Julie, and Julie wants to talk to her too.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to make that introduction. So that was It was really, really cool to meet them.
It was, cause I was a little stressed about, going over to have dinner.
Well, you had a lot of emails to get through.
Because we were coming. I mean, I always have emails. I mean, I'm always working. And when I'm behind that computer, I'm doing emails.
Right.
Except for the other day, I actually got to watch like a video. I was watching a speech.
Uh-huh.
You know, which is, I don't get that opportunity often.
Yeah.
What do you think of my arms? We think my guns, baby. Come on. Do you not see anything? Have you not seen any difference? I see a little difference.
Yeah, I do. You look really great.
You're really, really so full of crap right now.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I did the intermediate today.
Comes out. He's like, whoa. Oh, man, 15 minutes. I did intermediate. Whoa.
With 12 pounders.
You know what? I am so proud of you, though. I am proud of you.
I feel good. I really do.
That's where it starts.
And I can feel the burn. I can feel the burn.
So, yes. And so Adam goes, hey, have you seen the latest pictures of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. working out?
My goodness. This guy is ripped.
If you have not seen these pictures, you have to
That's unbelievable. At first, I thought it was Photoshop. I'm like, this is deep fake. It's really him.
And Adam goes, I have an inferiority complex.
No kidding.
Now.
This guy's 69.
He's 69. Yeah. He is unbelievably in good shape. I mean, he obviously works at it. He has to, because I'm sure, you know, his stress level's got to be high.
You know, he's also, he's like 40 years sober. So I'm sure he started a long time ago.
He's really clean. He looks pretty amazing.
Okay.
I would say.
Simmer down there.
No. And I said to you.
No, you keep to him. Whenever you see him, like, excuse me, your husband said, imagine I went to a woman who looks right. Wow. Look at how good. Just imagine if my teeth came out. I can imagine them in that.
Sexy.
See, this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You're making me look bad.
No, I said to you, This is the thing that is amazing to me is he's 69. So age doesn't make a difference. No. That's what I'm most impressed about than anything. Sure. That you don't have to be in your 20s or your 30s in order to be really physically fit. You put in the work, baby. I got high hopes for you, honey.
No pressure. If I can only keep my teeth in.
And if only you could stop eating the Fiat cookies. We'll
Dude. Yeah, like, let me eat my cookies, man. Even so, Texas Slim came to stay Monday, which is great. Slim's on, you know, he's now on his way back from, what is it, 8,500 mile journey. Yeah. Drove, flew across all the country. And you really need to look at beefinitiative.com if you're listening to this podcast.
Yes.
It's really important. It's, you know, we are going to run into a real problem if we don't protect our ranchers, if we don't support our ranchers. You will literally just have no good food. It will just go away.
Yeah.
And he's doing God's work as far as I'm concerned. And so whenever he comes through, you know, we have him overnight and you cooked a magnificent roast for him.
I know.
Which was going for 9 hours. You had that thing. And you can just see, because when we met him for the first time, we were eating HEB beef.
He checked out our beef. He went to the freezer and he goes, "Let me see your beef."
He said, "Grass fed."
It was it was butcher. It was Butcher Box.
Butcher Box. He said, grass fed from Butcher Box. Yeah, this cow had one blade of grass, and then had Cheerios the rest of the day. And he beams with pride when you are cooking and you're talking and you pull out that roast and he says, "Do you want leftovers?" And we're like, "No." He says, "Cause I'm gonna eat it." He's a real Texas cowboy. I mean, he is an actual cowboy.
He brought up some really interesting things that I had noted, though. Uh-huh. And he said that, you know, on Instagram, all of a sudden you see these people popping up about carnivores, being carnivores. And they're just talking about eating your beef, eating your eggs, eating your bacon, you know, just eating carnivore, which I like. I like an animal-based diet. He said the thing that the connection that they're missing is the connection to the rancher. They forgot about the rancher.
Right.
And the quality of meat really makes a difference. I didn't even connect that.
Not only that, but we have to buy directly from our ranchers. Otherwise they just get sucked up and they get assimilated and by the way, their beef goes to China and we're eating crap from, South America that's been driven up here.
Well, and I noted to him, I was like, oh yeah, Paul Saldino, which is the carnivore MD, because he's a doctor. You know, he talks about going into HEB because he lives in Austin and he's like,
you can buy
this 5 pound, package of ground beef, but he doesn't talk about where it comes from or whether it's good beef that really makes a difference. And they lost sight of the rancher. Then I was telling him how the short ribs are my least favorite cut. I said, because there's so much fat.
The ones we get from KNC.
And I said, when we went to a restaurant here in Fredericksburg, the braised short rib was just perfect. Mm-hmm. Like it was very meaty. And he's like, "Tina, like, hello." They're manufacturing that cow.
Completely genetically engineering the cow.
And I thought, oh my gosh. He goes, they've got it down to a science.
How
they can design this cow. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so it hit me like, oh my gosh, I never even thought about that. That what we're getting from KNC is the real deal. Getting in a restaurant when you order a braised short rib that's all meaty, that's been a genetically modified cow.
Completely.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, are you struggling over there? I can see
it's
you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Don't worry about me. Don't look at me.
Okay.
Don't look at me. Don't look at my teeth.
All right. Your teeth look beautiful, though.
They look beautiful. I know. Yeah. No, it's just pay no attention to me.
Yeah. So two more days. Woohoo!
Oh, then you get to go back on the social meds. Wow. Bom, bom, shaka, bom, wow. Okay. All right. This is like an addict who's getting her fix on.
Like ready to eat a whole cake.
So I'm just going to continue with my June pledge.
I'm not
working out 3 days a week. I'm going to continue doing that. I'm an intermediate. Did I tell you?
Yes, you did. 12 pounds. Oh, look at those guns. I think we should put a picture on the show notes.
I don't think so. I think we'll wait until I'm Kennedy Jr. status.
No, I have 2 more days and I've decided I'm going to limit my time. I'm going to think about it for the week and I'm only going to have that much time. You know, I've been getting my news from other sources.
But do you feel that you've been productive, more productive. Yeah. You'd be getting more done. Gosh.
Yeah. Today I was like uber productive. Mm-hmm. But I have found the New York Times Tiles game though.
Oh goodness.
And I play it every day.
The Tiles game? How does it work, the New York
this
Times?
This is the way I rationalize it. It's good for my brain.
Oh, it's brain food. What is the Tiles game? Food. What is it?
Well, you have to match these like intricately designed tiles and you got to match it.
Oh, it's a psyop. They're probably teaching, there's probably some subliminal messages the New York Times is putting in. Oh, no. How about Sudoku? Have you thought about doing Sudoku?
They're like enticing me, like, oh, please subscribe.
Come in. You'll love our crossword puzzles. So you'll love all of it.
I get two free tile games a day. And so I play them every day now.
Really?
I do.
And how good are you good at them?
Yeah, I'm really good now.
We used to play the Wordle. We used to do the Wordle.
We played the Wordle. Yeah, I play that now.
I'm pretty good at Wordle.
You're very good at
Wordle.
I'm good
at Wordle. Yeah. I'm a Wordle Meister.
The Tiles game, though, is pretty cool.
Really?
I'll have to show it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you actually consider... Well, why don't you subscribe to the New York Times, commie?
I'm just replacing one addiction for another. So instead of smoking cigarettes, now I'm like, what am I doing? Smoking weed? I don't know. I'm switching one for the other. It's not good.
Well...
Not good.
True.
Yeah.
But you haven't really missed out much. I mean, there's a couple things you knew about the stupid sub. You knew, I mean, is there really anything you didn't? I mean, I'm just thinking, because you know,
I was thinking about this too, because there are actual people and families that I followed, mm-hmm. you know, and so that's what I thought about, what brought my attention back to it. Like, oh my gosh, yeah, she's pregnant. Like just this one family that I follow in Canada.
So like reality television.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh, I wonder how she's doing, you know, because her job is a social media influencer.
But do you ever consider that they don't post all the horrible things
and
they had a fight and the kids are crappy?
Of course.
All right. So you're being manipulated.
No. Yeah. Of course. Okay. I'm drinking it up.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just,
That's what I like watching Friends for that.
Yeah. So I don't want this to be for naught, like I said, on the last show. So I'm going to just limit my time, my week. It's down. My screen time is way down.
Sure.
Like today I wasn't even on it.
Yeah.
I took my blue methylene, which I got from my doctor.
Blue methylene?
Yes. It's like the drop of the blue water.
But what
is it? It's supposed to help with brain, like cognitive.
Oh, yeah, hence the New York Times puzzles.
No, I didn't even do it. I was like cleaning closets. I found the mouse droppings in the closet.
Is this meth or what? No. Methylene? I don't know.
I'll show like it
methylene.
To you. A lot of help, a lot of good cognitive benefits. But okay. I was super energized. Like I got the whole upstairs done for Christina, except not the bathroom, but the beds made. And I started cleaning closets, organizing closets. I started throwing out shirts.
I
know,
I have to say, I saw that happening and got a little worried, because usually what happens then is, hey, you know, your studio, we should do this. You need to clean. You need to clean up this. And don't look at it.
I got rid of a couple of your shirts. And
yes.
I organized some of your stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have, of course, you have permission to get rid of my shirts. I'm curious to find out which ones, because there are some you just don't like, whether they were soiled or not.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you've said now for the past couple of weeks, we need to get new shirts. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
But then we never do it.
No, we have to go.
Well, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
You're too busy with your girlfriend Annette. Whenever there's shopping to be done, it's not for Adam's shirts. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. We're going to go retail therapy. So I'm open whenever you're ready, I'll go, because I do need shirts.
Yes, you do.
I do need, because I need some shirts.
Yep. So anyway, anywho.
Okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't the end. That wasn't the end of our week, was it?
Yeah, we didn't have a whole lot going on.
Holy crap.
What time is it?
Oh, it's only 48 cents in.
Well, we got the marriage workshop to talk about, but you want to talk that before or after?
No. Let's talk about that after we thank a couple people. Oops. Sorry about that.
Oh.
There we go.
Now it's saying time goodbye. To hear from the Cork Soakers.
Hello, Soakers of Cork. How you doing?
We got to hear from those Cork Soakers now.
Bam, 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 bam.
Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
All right, that's right.
So the entire concept of value for value is if there at any point is some value you get out of this little podcast that we do, we'd love for you to send it back and be in a whole bunch of ways. You can tell someone about the podcast. That's always a good one. You turn someone on to it. Even if you just yourself try out a new podcast app. Because a lot of, you know, especially women, they're still listening. They just hit play in the browser. They don't even use a podcast app. Did you know there's a high percentage of women who don't use podcast apps?
Really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They use the Apple or the...
They just use Safari on their phone. Yeah, they don't even...
So the web-based. They go web-based?
Yeah. And it turns out when you use an app, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Because then...
You earn Satoshis on Fountain.
That, and also it tells you when the podcast is up. You don't have to go refresh the page or wait for, a social media post. So, yeah, we do recommend Fountain. It's a good way to get into it if you haven't. Otherwise, podcastapps.com has a lot of cool podcast apps, which I have all personally involved in.
Yes, I know.
Trying to make the podcasting better and more secure.
I know.
Of course, you can... there's all kinds of things you can do. Send us a note, send us an experience. We love wine. We have a P.O. box. And also, we love the Bitcoin Satoshis. We love PayPal. And I have a make good for the previous show. We did not have a note from Karen Ewan, if you recall.
On her email, it says Karen Schrock.
Oh.
But she signed it Karen Ewan.
Yeah.
Because the PayPal donation came from her husband, Nigel.
So is it Ewan or Ewan?
Ewan.
Ewan? You think it's
Ewan? I'm not sure. Ewan? Ewan?
Well, here it is. Hi, sorry, Tina. Karen. So this is from the last show, which we didn't have a note for. Hi, yeah. Tina. I tried sending this note to Adam on Tuesday. It bounced back for some reason. Then my husband, Nigel, got the credit for my donation. Ah, this is where we screwed up. We gave her husband the credit. This is no good. He doesn't even listen to the show.
What? Karen.
So sorry that I had to send an email. Well, I'm going to change that on the last credits. I'll fix that. And here's the note that she had sent. I had to donate since I heard the clip on the last show of the Keeper story. My husband has been listening to Adam since he was a 13-year-old homeschooled kid learning about the ways of the world from the Daily Source Code.
Wow, that's going way back.
He introduced me to No Agenda on the drive home from our honeymoon 8 years ago. And they never had a fight. That's right. The people who know Agenda together, stay together. And wait until you both get into Curry and the Keeper. The only thing I remember from that first episode is the story about Adam and the suitcase.
Yeah.
You know, the booby trap you laid out where I almost broke my leg.
Yeah. Oh, the story gets more embellished with each rendition.
So when I heard that clip again, I knew I had to donate. My husband and I are Christians. We've been so encouraged to hear about the Lord bringing you both to himself. We pray that he will bless you as you continue to grow in sanctification. She says, that's Christianese for getting more holy. Thanks. Good to know.
I love that.
And love for him and each other. Hearing about your life and marriage has encouraged me in mine, and it's given me laugh breaks in the craziness of four little girls aged 5 and under.
Wow.
That's your nightmare right there. Wow. Right there. Take them to HEB, Mom. Enjoy that.
See, I have them right in front of my car. I'll make sure my buckets are full.
Thank you for sharing your life from Karen.
Karen.
That's so lovely. Thank you so much, Karen. We really appreciate that. So we got some nice donations.
We did.
And the first one is a Fiat Row of Ducks.
Oh.
222 from Elizabeth Borazon, Beth, I believe. I think she has a dame name. I think you have the note that she sent along with it.
I do. Hold on.
Okay, slick.
So none of your business. None of your business.
Oh, that's her title, her name? None of your business?
That's her email. And then her donation, her note just says, kindly decant this Zinfandel sipping dame.
Ooh, you bet.
Thank you.
You've been decanted.
Nice. So she's definitely an executive producer. Another executive producer is Eric Kessler, $100 through the PayPal. You have his note there?
I do. He says, hi, Adam and Tina. I want to show my support for the podcast. You two are a highlight of the week, and I appreciate the positive spirit and laughter the show brings. Hearing your faith journey has really refired mine and the huge blessing you two brought by introducing me to the podcast from Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. I've taken the plunge into podcasting 2.0 with the Fountain app, and now I'm deciding how to navigate the Bitcoin world with so many choices for markets and wallets. hoping next time to come through with Satoshis. Eric Kessler from Kansas City.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Eric. So, that's Eric, so sweet.
When you get the Fountain app, you automatically have a wallet, which makes, that's kind of a cool thing. So you can actually use that for other things, I believe.
Yes.
But you automatically have a wallet. Mm-hmm. Podcastapps.com. Very cool. By the way, I wanted to say about living up in a down world. So we always listen to it in bed together, usually mm-hmm. holding hands.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we
I always have to grab your hand because you forget.
Oh, geez.
And but here's what's interesting.
You should initiate, babe. We've talked about this. We've talked about this.
Oh man, okay? Now you're pushing it. I'm pushing the boundaries. Wow.
Speechless over there, are you?
No, it's my teeth are falling out. Let me initiate with my teeth out. But now you were already tired, but I had on encouragement from Texas Slim, I had my own bottle of our Kratom.
Yes.
Given to us by
Stephen Page. Stephen.
And I'd been very, both of us, like, I'm not drinking that. You know, this could kill me.
We were just apprehensive. We didn't know.
I didn't know. What does this do to you? And I know a lot of Indian guys would drink this. You know, they make it at home. They brew it themselves. I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed. It's like a beer bottle. Basically, he brews it himself.
It said "Keeper Up" on the bottle.
Yeah,
too.
It's a special made. We need more. Basically, I like this. Now you had some last night. We shared a bottle. What did you think?
It was okay. It made me tired. I said
that's what I liked about it. It made me tired.
This is your floaty juice. This is your floaty juice,
floaty juice.
Is what we call Annette and Jimmy's aloe vera juice that they drink.
Right, but it gave me kind of like a body buzz. It was
it's fermented, so it has kind of a kombucha effect.
It does, yeah. Mm. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. And I had been very like, I'm not going to try that stuff. Yeah. But Slim's like, oh, I had this in Thailand. You got to try it. I said, okay.
Yeah.
And I gave him a big jug of it too. Yeah. Take that with you. I'll keep the cool bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so... I wanted to fall asleep, but the podcast was too good. And then by the time the podcast was over,
living up in a down world. Yeah.
Then my buzz was gone. I'm like, I can't fall asleep now. Yeah. Now I got to read scripture.
Yeah. You really got your fill.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a super row of ducks, 222,222 wow. Satoshis from the circuit guy.
The circuit guy? He probably needs to be decamped. Did you decamp Beth?
Yes. I did. I think the circuit guy is new to me, so we'll decant him just in case.
You've been decanted.
Says if my calculations are correct, this should make me an associate executive producer. Indeed it does. Thank you for sharing your journey. It's always entertaining and inspiring. From circuit... From Circuit Guy.
Nice. Thank you, Circuit Guy.
Then we have Ann Lori's.
Yes.
$50 through the PayPal.
She cracks me up.
And she says, $50 closer to being a salmon yay.
Salmon yay it is.
Up to 200 now. And she says, because y'all bring me joy and make me think. Well, an excellent way to calculate value. That's exactly what we're looking for. Thank you so much.
You know, and
Anne.
She put a note on our Substack. She said, oh my goodness. She read the last one when the newsletter that says someone is not pulling their weight, which is you.
That's me. Yes.
So she says, oh my goodness. I'm so glad I didn't chime in to correct Adam on his Ecclesiastes struggle. Remember?
Ecclesiastes.
It took willpower. Love I'll listening bet. To you guys. You took a stressful day. And somehow just kind of smoothed it over. That's what she said. She's a doll. We're actually having lunch. We're actually going to have lunch. Yeah.
And I said, you've not met her yet.
No. And I said, if we don't have lunch, I know for sure you're catfishing me.
We're still not. So the jury is still out on this. She may be catfishing you. Okay.
She may not even exist. No, I know she exists.
She exists. Thank you, Anne. Yeah. Very kind.
Thank
of
you, Anne. You are such a doll.
Oh, 77,777 Striper Boost. No, you'll never guess who this is. Striper Boost from Sir Brian with an I. Oh,
Brian?
Yes.
Dang.
Yes. And he has a note making it all about himself.
Yes.
Listen up. He says, I received a pirated version of TJ the Wrathful's new track that wasn't supposed to debut until Wednesday. I don't know if he knows this yet, but it's already charting on Billboard. Jeff Smith, keep your head on a swivel. TJ is coming for you. Please credit this donation to Mr. Wrathful because this isn't on Napster. Also, shout out to my homegirl in the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
So this is a TJ the Rat. So what happened here?
So TJ is TJ the one
made,
that
he made that great mix for
he
us.
He did the toilet lid.
Yes.
Toilet seat lid. Mix.
Which programmed my brain to actually leave the toilet lid up, which is amazing.
I know.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, I think you've only done that maybe
twice
in 8 years.
Yes.
In the 8 years that I've known you.
I must have been confused.
It's so strange when I go to other people's houses too. I'm like,
put your toilet lid down.
Anyway, Brian wanted me to share his contact information with TJ because he wanted to do a collab.
A collab. Oh, well, what do you know? It's rising on the Billboard charts. Here's the Sir Brian with an I collab from TJ the Wrathful.
My BFF, Brian.
Do we have to speak of Brian?
I have to tell you this story. This is so funny.
You have a particular laugh that you only use when you're laughing about or with.
He's funny.
Jealousy.
He cracks me up.
Jealousy.
Okay, well, this will make you laugh.
Brian, your boyfriend. Jealousy. You hear the scorn in my voice?
I hear it.
Jealousy.
You're gay, right?
I like
Brian. I love Brian. He's a great guy.
As far as I can throw him. And he wrote a very nice note here. I was skeptical about a husband and wife show, but I gave it a listen. At the end of the first episode, I sat my phone down, stared off into space, and thought, damn, my life sucks. I want what they have.
Aww.
On that note, if there are any potential peepers out there, I like long walks on the beach, and I always put the toilet seat down. By the way, he's a cool dude. I didn't know he was single.
No, I didn't either.
Brian, cheers, man. We're drinking this wine.
He bought it tonight.
Yes, he did. Thank you very much. Outstanding.
So he sends me a text earlier. He goes, I'm excited for tonight's show. Sir TJ is great. Oh, so are the Currys. But my AirPods are dead. Gotta pump some voltage into those bad boys. My song comes out tonight.
My song.
And then he chatted with his mom and daughter because
he's weaseling into their life.
TJ was at the National.
Run away, change your number. Wait, quickly.
He goes, TJ did not realize until last week that I am the epic, legendary, the history books will be written about Sir Brian with an I.
Oh my goodness.
I go, because it's all about you, dude.
It's all about him. Well, Brian, we love you, man.
Was excellent, TJ.
TJ the Wrathful, man. This guy's got some chops. He's doing some stuff. I like it. I want to hear more. I really do.
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, thank you. 40,000 sats comes from Absurdient. We know Absurdient.
Yes.
And Absurdient says shipping contribution.
Oh, thank
value
you.
Value for value. Thank you very well.
Thank
we'd
you.
Love some more Salmoniers to send it to.
Yeah,
so
we need
we're
some
ready.
Salmoniers.
33,015, the one and only comic strip blogger.
CSB.
Howdy, Tina and Adam. Dive into the depths of your consciousness with the Lotus Effect. He's promoting other podcasts now. He's moved on. He's promoting other podcasts, which he has nothing to do with.
Oh.
This is his contribution.
Because AI.cooking is done.
Well, no, he's moved on.
Yep.
And so he is such a promoter of podcasting 2.0. He's now promoting other podcasts.
Oh.
So he says.
I hope he's promoting Curry and the Keeper on his other podcasts.
I'm pretty sure he is. Oh, yeah. He's like that.
Where does he live?
I'm not supposed to say.
Oh.
Europe. Dive into the depths of your consciousness with The Lotus Effect, an enlightening podcast guided by Phoenix, a perceptive and insightful lady, and Phone Boy, her discerning and erudite companion. Together, they navigate the realms of health, happiness, and higher consciousness. Discover more at lotuseffect.show. Yo.
We met Phone Boy.
We
met them in Charleston, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they announced to us they're engaged.
Yes.
Their engagement, yes.
Oh, they're doing a podcast?
Yes.
Lotus?
Oh, dude. Lotus, they do this live on the stream.
They do?
Yes.
What's it about?
I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it yet.
Because Lotus is a flower.
It's the Lotus Effect.
Oh.
Those two are truly special individuals.
Yes, they were very nice.
And Phone Boy has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Phone Boy collects all the jingles.
Yeah.
He literally hears one and He'll pull it out of the show and cut it up and make it sound good. And he puts it on a webpage.
Wow.
And he has ringtones and all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah.
Has he donated to Korean Keeper? I think he has.
Oh, I'm sure he has. Oh, he's been around for ages. Yeah. These are all beautiful people.
Excellent.
I want to mention Debbie Wollman. She subscribed to the Substack. Yes. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Debbie.
$8 a month is very cool.
So I was doing a Bible study. It ended and it'll start up again in the fall. And one of the leaders, Diana, we were talking one day. She was telling me about her son. Her son's an entrepreneur. He's actually designed some piece of luggage. And we started talking. And somehow, some way, I mentioned you. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that your podcast. And she connected it. And she said, oh, my gosh, your husband is Adam Curry? And she's like, my husband loves No Agenda.
Oh, really?
And she said, I told you this story. Do you not remember me telling you?
Yes.
She said,
I'm pretending for the show. I'm like, oh really? Okay. Bust me on it. Oh, really? Really? Do tell me more. I could have said, yeah, I know. Don't talk about it. You already told me this. Why are you telling me this again? Why are you repeating yourself? Show I'm business, sorry. Baby. Nano, nano.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So, you're doing so well for a new podcaster. It's really, it's impressive.
Oh my gosh.
And may I point out?
Yes.
You are one of the hottest podcasters in the universe.
Yeah, as you are too, baby. And your guns, they are popping.
Okay. Now you're just lying. Just lying. It's okay. All right. So go back to the story. Restart the story. Anyway, I'll cut all this out. No one will ever know.
No edits.
No edits.
Anyway, so she said, oh my gosh, my husband is a huge No Agenda fan. She goes, and he told me that if he sees Adam in the grocery store, he is going to go up and talk to him.
Hope
and
he
I said, oh, by all means. And I said, you know, let's go out for a glass of wine or something.
Easy.
Anyway, so she's been listening to Curry and the Keeper, and she said she so enjoyed. She was doing some long travels because she was helping a friend, and she said it really helped keep her company and made her laugh, and really enjoyed it. And she said, I want to share it with the whole Bible study group. And she said, and I want to share No Agenda too. Wow, you sound so surprised.
I'd forgotten about that part. No, don't bust me on that. Wow, really? I didn't know that.
So I sent her the link to the newsletter, and I sent her the link to Curry and the Keeper, and also No Agenda.
And you said, maybe go easy on the No Agenda stuff.
Ask your husband whether you should be sharing No Agenda. I said, it's kind of heady. I said, and you ask your husband. So anyway, she ended up sending out the link to the newsletter and to the show. And so we got
new subscribers,
Nice. And one of which is Debbie. And Debbie subscribed to the Substack to support the show. Yeah. So thank you, Debbie. You're a doll.
Thank you so much.
She's a doll. So yeah.
Let's see. We got 16,969. That would be 16969 from Hey Citizen.
Oh.
Hey Citizen says, this is a nice note. I get teary every time I think how different my life would be if God hadn't used Adam to unite me with some real friends out there.
Aww.
Big karma to both of you. Shameless shout out to Chris Fisher. Jesus loves you and uses Linux as well. Oh. I guess Jesus is very open source, you see.
Nice.
Hey Citizen has been doing, he does all those fantastic mixes.
Yes.
I'll just play a little bit from one. We're going to play it on Podcasting 2.0.
This is the one you played last night.
I played last night. And this is a whole thing. This is a different one. It's not the one I played last night.
Oh, okay.
I think we played this. Did we play this one?
I don't remember.
I'll just play a little bit of it. Obviously, it's a spoof. I'll just give it the first verse. I could have talk this all the way up to the vocals. Here we go.
It's 9 o'clock on a show day. The IRC crowd shuffles in. There's an ISOBOT clipping MP3s.
The whole thing is all No Agenda, Boostagrams.
What's IRC?
That's the troll room.
Oh.
Internet relay chat. Oh. It's very nerdy, very geeky. But he's got some talent. I like what he's doing.
I think this is the first time he's donated to the show, though, right? So he needs to be decanted.
He needs to be decanted. People, you gotta let us know when you are a first-time donor.
You've been decanted.
Is there a way to put a note in the... Yes, for Fountain. There's notes.
Yeah. No, yeah, people do notes all the time. Hello. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hello. Where you been? Let me see. X or X O Resmi. I'm not sure exactly how I pronounce that one. 10,000 sats. Value in joy. A beautiful thought. Did you say you must have said that value? And just sounds like something you would have said. 10,000 from Bubba.
Thank you, Bubba.
Another perfect who's your moment, Hilljack.
Yes.
Yes. And it was funny after the show, we had this, you know, because I'd already posted the show. And you're like, you know, I think it's two words. I'm like, what? Is it Hilljack?
Can't you make an edit? No, I can't. No edits.
Man.
I'm like, seriously, you can't go in and just put a space in there? Nope.
No. Like, once it's published, it's like when you change that, the whole world comes crumbling down when you change.
Somebody needs to fix that.
Oh, wow. 3,000 sats from Richard Dutch. No. Thank you, Richard. Trish M70. 2,000 sats says, sorry?
I wonder if that's Trish, the Trish that I know.
Well, she says, I've become really conscientious about my texting and email etiquette. Like Tina on the phone, I launch right into what my message about without any regard for the person I'm messaging.
Oh, do I do that?
Yes, we talked about this. Where you just you immediately start going off about your problem.
Oh.
Remember when you were in the traffic jam without your credit card?
Oh yes,
that's what she's talking about.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Then 1,000 sats from guess who? Hint: the glassware is divine.
Oh,
that must be Michael then,
or Craig.
Yeah. Maybe Craig. I don't know.
Craig finally found the missing box. Craig is the photographer who did all the beautiful shots. Our
fabulous photo shoot.
And we put it in the last newsletter, and I had sent him a little slice of Fredericksburg. And I texted him a couple nights ago.
Can you talk at the same time?
Yeah, I texted him a couple nights ago, and I'm like, hey, dude, like, you didn't even thank me for the box.
Did you actually say that?
No.
Did you receive the box? You haven't thanked me for yet.
I didn't. Ungrateful, man.
Because I remember you put in this box that you actually went out and got a special box to put everything in it with the cutting board and all kinds of cool little things.
There was honey in there.
Thank you, darling.
Anyway, he was like, no, I haven't seen it. I'm like, really? So, of course, I put in the tracking number, delivered, somebody picked it up.
I hate it when this happens.
The postmaster held it back for him. Yeah, holding it for him. But maybe that's... maybe that's Craig, or is it Michael? There's only two people who got glasses.
It's user 13345445795053 68.
And what's the message?
Guess who? Hint: the glassware is divine.
Well, maybe it's Michael.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Well, change your fountain username, Hinter. Get with the program.
And Annette keeps going, can we get some of those glasses? I'm like, hey. Yeah,
I know.
You need to make a donation.
Maybe for Christmas. Doesn't understand how the system works.
Maybe for Christmas or her birthday next year. Wouldn't that be funny if I gave somebody those glasses for their birthday? Happy birthday!
No, you can't do
Here's
that.
Here's a QR code to donate.
Now that's funny. Now you're talking. And then we have RGBTC with 500 who says, Le boost. Le boost.
And now, as the French say, it is time for Le boost.
Thank you very much, RGBTC. And that's it. Those are our donors.
Thank you.
We got our executive and associate executive producer. We'll give you those credits in the show notes so you see your name there up in lights. And thank you so much for sending value back to us. We really appreciate that. You can go to curryandthekeeper.com, hit the donate page, and all the information there. Remember, if you use one of those new podcast apps, not that we're pushing it or anything, we are, all your donations count 1.5.
Yes.
Towards your sommelier-ness and salmon-ness and your Curry the Keeper glasses.
Yeah, and all your donations are accumulated. So
yes.
Once you reach $500, let us know. You have to keep the accounting. Let us know, and I will ship out the two fabulous glasses to you.
Yes.
So.
And I've been drinking out of them, and it's not bad. You know, it's a sippy cup. It's pretty good.
It's nice.
Yeah, I haven't actually tried it with chocolate milk. It's only been wine so far. You didn't buy me chocolate milk.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Fiat milk.
Fiat
sap.
I do want to say also, I want to send a shout out to Clint, who is Sir Brian's roommate, who made our tasting room mix.
Right.
And so once we have people coming to the tasting room,
then we will be able
want
to play
you,
that.
Just like with No Agenda, we want you to tell us what you want to bring to the tasting room.
Yes.
And then this is the background music. It turned out really, really well. You want to do a little sample?
Yeah, I can do a...
Can you do like a fly...
A fly what?
Fly by.
A fly by.
A voiceover?
Oh, why don't you try the voiceover? You can do it.
You can do
so
it.
This is where we'd basically be announcing someone who will be coming in. We welcome them into the tasting room. Have a seat over here with the other salmoniers. What did you bring? Oh, a charcuterie board. Very nice. Congratulations. You have now achieved salmonier status of Curry and the Keeper.
Nice, baby. You got it.
First time.
Oh, man. You're a professional.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Stick with me, babe.
Okay.
Stick with me. So we did our first, and this was so much fun. I was not expecting it to be this
fun. This fun. Yeah, because you were a little stressed about it.
Yeah, I was like, we got homework and like I got 15,000 Zooms to check in on. Like, what is that? This was the, is it a workshop? It's not a workshop.
Yeah, it's six weeks. To a Christ-centered marriage.
And so this was after the introductory 2 weeks ago. We had 1 week off because people were traveling.
It was Father's Day.
And this was going to be the first one. And the way it worked is the first hours, guys were on a Zoom with each other. Well, gals were on a Zoom with each other. And then we came in together as couples.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just speak for myself for a moment.
Okay.
I didn't grow up with many guys around me. You know, it's probably why I love my friendship with Jimmy so much. You know, and I have other friends, you know, like Vic, of course, also a friend, but I didn't really have male, I didn't hang a lot with men. I mean, I grew up with women. My whole life has been around women. I understand them, which is why I understand you so perfectly well.
Especially when I say, it's a travesty.
That I don't get. I'll never understand.
Okay, so but you get me so well.
I got it. I really do. I'm on to you. I know how women function. But just to be talking as guys about our wives was really nice. And I just want to say this one thing, because they actually made me say it in the couples thing, we're all together, but I wanted to keep it for the show. So you've already heard it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment where Paul, who's leading this, said, you know, when you look at your wife, who do you see? You know, she's someone's daughter. I'm like, yeah, of course, you know, she's daughter of Tony and Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's also God's daughter.
Mm.
And so when you look at her and I look at you right now, I see that too. You're God's daughter. You would never roll your eyes at God's daughter or at God for that matter. And it was so impactful to hear that. I was like, wow. And I really have been thinking this continuously when I see you. Can't wait till you have that tinfoil hat on. That's going to make me look really, it's going to be very special. But, and that to me was already worth its weight in gold. Just that one thing.
Yeah.
Was really impactful for me. And I really enjoyed that.
And it's all those little nuggets of wisdom that's going to lead us right to that Christ-centered marriage.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's just those little things. And I actually walked away with a couple things too. Where Brenna, who is leading it, I mean, and we've talked about this before, where you have to think of the vertical relationship. You know, don't think of the horizontal. You think of you to God, straight up.
Yeah.
And then what comes next is the vertical, me and you. And she said, when we were talking about some of these trials that we had to face. And I brought up how, when we were first married, it was a struggle for me, like with my daughter and my new husband, like who, you know, like I wanted
when she was living with us.
Yes. And like, I wanted to support her, you know, cause she's my flesh and blood and here's my new husband. And she had reiterated that the priority is always God first, then your husband, then your children.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and a couple people have said that they struggled with that. And she said, the closer that we walk with the Lord, we will avoid the pitfalls. And she also said, and I thought this was really cool. She said, God gives us all we need to have a successful marriage. We have everything, but we have to know that there are snakes in the garden.
Right, in the garden.
Yes. Yep. We have to be aware of it. And there are. I mean, we have our garden snakes and cobras and rattlesnakes. I mean, so and they just reiterated about building that foundation. But another thing that she said was that what she said and led us through is about asking you what your needs are Like, what are your needs? Mm-hmm. And she even brought this up and she said, you know, doing things for your spouse that you may not want to do, like sitting at the kitchen table and not getting up to do the dishes right away.
And that's was that really something she said?
Yes.
Wow.
And that was, and you know, that is something that's an issue for me.
Wow. You made a real effort for that over the past couple of days. I've seen that. I've noticed that. Thank you.
So when I was growing up, As a young girl and a family of seven, we were assigned weeks to do the dishes. Mm-hmm. We did not have a dishwasher. And so as soon as dinner was done, we had to get up and do the dishes and clean the entire kitchen. Everything had to be clean.
Right.
Dishes had to be washed and dried and put away. And so that is just innate in me. I could not imagine going to bed with all the dishes.
No, I understand that. So growing up in the Netherlands, the tradition is something called na-tafelen.
Na-tafelen?
Na-tafelen. Tafel, table, na, after. After tabling. So when you're done, typically after you're done eating, then coffee will come out. You'll be drinking coffee after the meal. Of course, everyone, you know, rolls up their cigarette. We're all smoking at the table and you sit there and you chat and you after table for sometimes up to an hour before any of the cleaning takes place.
Mm.
So that's just purely.
Which goes completely against the grain of who I am. So yep, Adam's always like, please just sit here. And you always have a glass of wine with dinner. I never do. I always drink water. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just sitting there and I'm looking at the dishes and you're like, just sit, just let's sit and talk. And I'm just, my foot starts moving. And like I started getting this visceral reaction.
Right.
And it was like that with Texas Slim when he was here and I made dinner and we were all sitting at the table and it was late.
You actually sat for quite a while. And I sat for a bit with it.
But I said to you, I go, how long do you want me to sit here?
How long do I have to sit in this hellhole of a jail while sitting at the table?
It's my programming.
Yeah,
so it was interesting when she said that I need to ask you what your needs are. So you need to ask me what my needs are.
I always ask you what your needs are, but what are your needs right now?
I'm thinking birthday celebration. It's coming up.
Okay. So this is a trap. This is a huge trap. I've already asked you what you want. Nothing. You want nothing. You want to go somewhere? No, you've already arranged for dinner. I mean, I can't do that anymore. I mean, other than what I can do, but
you can get me a cake.
Well, of course I'm going to get you a cake.
Okay. All right. That's good.
But, and you, there goes the whole, and it's 7-Eleven. So you get a big ass Slurpee for me.
Yay!
A big ass Slurpee.
Anyway, I can't think of anything that I need right now, babe. Really.
No, don't worry. You'll be very disappointed when I don't do anything.
Oh, you won't make that mistake again.
I don't think so. Anything else from the?
No, I've covered everything. I covered everything on my list. Do you have anything else on your list?
I do.
Okay. Oh,
my heart beats so fast for you.
Oh,
it does every day, every night, even when I'm grumpy.
You know, I believe you.
Even when I'm stupid,
I believe you.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah,
and then you say what?
I say I love you.
Okay. Just want to make sure that's reciprocal. Should we do it again next week?
I'll be here.
So will we. See you then, everybody.
In the evening, the curry and the keeper.